感谢神，我们在这个主日上午，我们再一次来到神的殿中。
Thank God that this Sunday morning we come to the house of God again.
如果一直是固定来到我们教会参加主日敬拜的弟兄姊妹都知道，我们在很长一段时间以来，我们每一个主日都在思想和查考马太福音。
If you regularly attend our Sunday worship, and you know that for a period long, quite period long time, we have studied the book of Matthew.
今天我们来到马太福音二十八章。
So today we come to book of Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章可以说是最美丽的经文。那么在这一章当中记载了主耶稣基督从死里复活。
Matthew 28, I consider the most beautiful passage because that records the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们一起来读马太福音二十八章第一节到第十节。
Let's read the passage together, Matthew 28, verse 1 to 10.
马太福音二十八章一节起。安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓，忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣裳洁白如雪。看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使对妇女说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方，快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且在你们已先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看哪，我已经告诉你们了。妇人们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜，跑去要报告他的门徒。忽然耶稣遇见他们，说，愿你们平安。他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。 感谢神，我们经文就读到这里。
This is our passage.
好，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you, you gave your only begotten Son Jesus Christ, the world become flesh, come to this world.
来寻找，来拯救我们这些注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
Come to seek and to save those of us who deemed to lost.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上代替我们，上帝无罪的羔羊担负我们的罪。
Thank that Jesus Christ died on the cross and as a substitute for us, the sinless God Lamb and bear our sin.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
It was dead, buried, and then the third day raised from the dead.
感谢上帝给我们有这样宝贵的信心，让我们仅仅因着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得赦免。
Thank God that gave us this precious faith that just by trust what Jesus Christ had done on the cross, our sin will be forgiven.
我们就成为新造的人。
And we become a new creation.
我们就成为神的儿女。
We become a children of God.
我们就得着永远的生命。
We have the eternal life.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we thank you, praise you.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a praise in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在上个礼拜六，在我们的弟兄早餐会当中，
Last Saturday, we have our brother's breakfast.
我们有弟兄就分享，现在的年轻人很难的 信耶稣很难成为基督徒。
And one of our brothers just shared that he thinks that current, right now the youth and the young people is very hard to come to the faith in Christ.
因为他们在学校所受的教育，因为他们每天所看到的这个世界上的文化和潮流，都是越来越背离基督教的信仰。
Because of what they seen, the education they had in the school, and they see what the world news culture, and it seems more and more move away from the Christianity.
教会的前景看上去好像是非常的黑暗和暗淡。
And the future of the church looks like pretty dim too.
甚至可能过个二三四年，基督教会就不存在了。
He said that, well, probably 20, 30 years, Christian church won't be there.
那么如果我们看一些统计的数据，好像事实真的是这样。
But if we, even though we, when we look at some statistics, it seems like that way too.
有人统计在1964年前出生的美国人，有接近80%的人都宣称自己是基督徒。
According to statistics, that people born before 1964, in America, 80% claim they are Christian.
那么在1981年之后出生的美国人只有不到一半的人说自己是基督徒。
But the people born after 1981, only half of the Americans claim they are Christian.
2000年以后出生的年轻美国人有超过三分之一的人说自己是无神论者。
And the young people that born after 2000, that one-third of them claim they are atheist.
他没有任何的宗教信仰。
And they said they don't have any religion beliefs.
根据统计，在现在的美国，每年有超过3500家教会要关门。
According to statistics, right now in U.S., every year about 3,000 churches will close down.
当然了，不仅是在美国，在全世界范围内，看上去好像都是这样。
Of course, it's not in the U.S. In the whole world, it looks like that.
如果我们回顾历史，我们就会发现，在历史上，事实上有许多人都预言过基督教的灭亡。
If we look at the history, actually in the history, there's a lot of people actually claim or predict that church will close, church will disappear.
当然，中间有一个很著名的人物，就是被人称为启蒙运动之父。法兰西思想之王，欧洲的良心，大家知道这个人是谁
？Of course, there's one very famous person that is called the father of the Revelation, and it's the conscience of Europe, European, and the king of the thinker of the European. Do you know what that person is?
伏尔泰啊
，It's Voltaire.
Voltaire 那么当时在欧洲人们这么样说，只要是高尚的人都会跟从伏尔泰。
At that time there's a saying that in Europe anyone is noble they will follow him, that Voltaire.
伏尔泰曾经说过，在我死后100年基督教将不存在了，人们只能在历史中读到他。
And Voltaire actually said after I death for 100 years Christian will no longer exist, people only canKnow this slowly the history book.
他说，而我的思想将无处不在。
And he said, but my idea will be everywhere.
当我刚才问大家这个问题的时候，似乎就否定他说的话。
Of course, when I ask you a question, and you, none of them, you know him, probably just a denial of what he said.
好像没有几个人知道伏尔泰。
Actually, not many people know Voltaire today.
但是今天依然有很多人坐在这个地方。
But today there's still a lot of people sit here.
坐在神的教会当中。
Sit in the house of God.
在历史上不仅很多人预言过基督教要灭亡。
In history, there's a lot of people predict that Christian will be ended.
当然还有很多的君王和强权，他要消灭基督教。
Of course, the history there is also kings and the power, people in power want to eliminated Christianity.
从基督教会刚刚诞生时的罗马帝国一直到现在。
And from when the Christianity was born at that time, the Roman Empire until now.
今天一些专制的无神论国家依然在逼迫教会。
Today there's a lot of atheist country. Those government oppress the Christianity and persecute the Christian as well.
所以在人类历史当中，可以有很多的时刻，看上去对于教会来说都是非常黑暗的，都是似乎教会已经走到了尽头的时刻。
So, from the history, we can see there's a lot of moment, a lot of time. It seems like to church is the very darkest moment. It's a very critical moment that seems church is no longer to be exist.
那么如果我问大家，那么对于信靠主耶稣基督的人来说，最黑暗的时刻是什么时刻呢？
But if I ask everyone, for those people who trust in Christ, what is the darkest moment?
我觉得就是我们今天所读的经文，刚开始，耶稣被埋葬了。
And I think this is just the passage we read, is that the moment that Jesus was buried.
或者在上我们上一个主日所思想的经文更确切一些，耶稣死了，埋葬了。
Maybe to be more exact, is the passage we preached last week.That Jesus Christ was dead and buried.
这是最黑暗的时刻。
And to Christian, that probably is the most darkest moment.
当时耶稣所有的门徒都离开了。
At that time, all his disciples are run away.
为什么离开？
Why they run away?
耶稣死了。
Because Jesus was dead.
埋葬了。
Was buried.
当约瑟和尼哥底母来用香料来包裹耶稣身体的时候
，When Joseph and Nicodemus come to Jesus and is wrap up his body，
上百斤的墨药和沉香，用细麻布包裹来缠裹耶稣的遗体。
They use a lot of material and the clothes to wrap up Jesus' body。
当时，这个抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚。
And at that time, the Mary, the Magdalene, and the other Mary.
那个玛利亚指的是雅各的母亲玛利亚。
The other Mary is talk about James's mother, Mary.
他们没有离开。
And they did not left.
他们看到这一切的过程。
And they see through the whole process.
耶稣确实死了。
And Jesus indeed was dead.
耶稣的遗体在那里。
And his body was there.
所有洁净遗体的工作，所有包裹遗体的工作，他们看到的是一个没有生命的耶稣的遗体在那里。
And they watched through the whole process of wrap up the body, and is being carried out accordingly. And what they saw is basically a body without life.
最终被安放在坟墓里，门口滚上巨石，把这个洞口堵住。
At the end, the body was put in the tomb, and the tomb was be covered by this huge rock.
当时的这个墓穴，它是这样，它是在一个大岩石上凿出来一个巨大的洞。
Of course, that tomb is different from now. The tomb at that time is like a big rock, and then they carve into a hole.
然后呢？门那个洞口有一个斜坡，斜坡上放一个巨大的一个岩石。
And then in the beginning part of the hole, they have a kind of slope, and then you can roll into a big rock to cover that hole.
所以当这个巨大的石头被滚下来堵住洞口了之后，是再也不可能把它推开了。
So when this big rock falls down with the around the slope and the cover the hole, then basically that's it. There's no one can push that rock back and open again.
而且洞口还有罗马士兵在看守。
Of course, by that there's also Roman soldier was guiding there too.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候
，When Jesus was crucified on the cross,
人们还对主耶稣喊：“你若是神的儿子，你从上面下来啊！”
The people cried to Jesus, said, "Okay, if you're son of God, come down from the cross."
当主耶稣被埋葬在墓穴里面，有没有人这样对主耶稣喊
？When Jesus was buried on the tomb, then no one actually said that again.
你若是神的儿子，你从里面出来呀。
If you're a son of God, walk out of this tomb.
有没有人这样喊
？No one.
为什么
？Why?
因为主耶稣确实是死了。
Because Jesus was indeed dead.
耶稣的门徒心灰意冷。
Jesus' disciple is despaired.
他们有人做渔民的回去打鱼去了。
Fishermen go back to fishing.
回到各自的生活当中。
And they go back to their life.
他们说一切都结束了。
And they said everything ended now.
前面这几年的时间跟从耶稣像一场梦。
And it's like a dream, the couple of years that when they follow Jesus.
现在让我们看到一个绝望的结局。
And we see a conclusion, and it's a very disappointing conclusion.
耶稣确实死了。
And Jesus is indeed dead.
耶稣的遗体摆在那里，任人摆布。
His body is put there, people can do whatever, and wrap him, whatever.
耶稣被埋葬在坟墓里。
And he was buried on the tomb.
堵上了巨石。
And put a big rock to cover that.
确实是死了。
It's indeed dead.
一切都结束了。
Everything ended now.
所以门徒们离开。
So disciple left it.
甚至约瑟和尼哥底母也都离开。
And actually Joseph and Nicodemus also left as well.
只有伤心的摩大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲还在那个留在那个
地方。Only very sad Mary the Magdalene and the other Mary was there.
如果说对于信靠耶稣的人来说，哪一个时刻是最黑暗的？
If we said there is the most darkest moment for those people who trust in Jesus,
耶稣被埋葬在坟墓的那个时刻是最黑暗。
That moment is the most darkest moment.
但是怎样？第三日，七日的第一日，主耶稣从死里复活了。
But what happened is that the third day, the first day of the week, Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead.
所以有人说黎明前的黑暗是最黑暗的时刻。
And we also know the saying that the darkest sky in before the dawn is the most darkest moment.
但是我们要知道，无论是怎样深的黑暗，都无法阻挡黎明的来到。
But we all know that no matter how dark that moment would be, but it will never can stop the dawn comes.
今天我们可能觉得哇，教会的前景越来越黑暗。
Today we might feel that church's the future looks like not that good or dim.
今天我们可能会看到别人的信心，看到我们自己的信心，越来越小，越来越小。
Maybe we see other people's face, or even look at our own face, looks like kind of getting weaker.
越来越多的声音说啊，基督教过时了啊，基督教淘汰了，新一代的人不可能接受再信靠基督教。
More and more voices that Christian is out of date, and the new generation may not, they cannot accept that type of a doctrine.
这个绝望，这个黑暗，看上去越来越浓厚，越不可战胜。
This type of despair looks like a darkness is become heavier and heavier.And it's hard to overcome.
但是越是这样
But even like this,
我们越是知道主耶稣再来的日子近了。
What we know is the time for Jesus, second coming of Jesus Christ is near.
我们越是知道主耶稣的新天新地，他的国降临的日子近了。
And what we know that Jesus' kingdom, its new heaven and earth, is near.
我们越来越是知道，所有信靠主耶稣基督的人，那个最荣耀的日子、最喜乐的日子、最光明的日子近了。
And we know all those who trust Jesus Christ, the most joyful time, most bright time is near.
我们也越来越知道，那些在这世上，那些抵挡神的人，那些藐视神的人，那些嘲笑教会的人，他们审判的日子，上帝愤怒临到他们的日子也近了。
And we also know that the time of the wrath of God to those who despise him and against him, the people laugh at him, the wrath of God, judgment of God, the time is near as well.
我们为什么有这样的信心?
Why do we have this type of faith?
因为我们知道有一个时刻比现在还黑暗。
Because we know in history there is a moment actually is even darker than right now.
有一个时刻比现在还绝望。
And there's a moment is much more despair than right now.
有一个时刻主耶稣都死了，都埋葬了。
There is a moment that even Jesus was dead and buried.
但是怎样
？But what?
第三日，七日第一日，他复活了。
But third day and the first day of the week, he resurrected.
他把一切都更新了。
And he renewed everything.
今天这个强大的罗马在哪里
？And today, where's the powerful Roman Empire?
今天还有人拼命的跟罗马攀关系。
And today, there's still a lot of people try to, connect with Rome.
罗马没有什么值得羡慕崇拜的。
Roma actually has left nothing right now.
只不过这是人类历史上数多的强权当中的过客。
Roman is just one of them in the history. This the power people in the power.
Just, 我可以不跟罗马有任何的关系。
I can have no any relationship with Rome.
但我一定要跟神的国、跟教会要有关系。
But I.Must have a relationship with the kingdom of God. Church has a relationship.
因为这是不失败的国。
Because this kingdom will never be defeated.
这是永远不会消灭的神的家。
And this house of God will never be eliminated.
主耶稣基督复活，他第一个向一个女人显现。
And Jesus Christ, when he resurrected from the dead, the first thing he showed himself is to a woman.
就是摩大拉的玛利亚。
And this is the Mary the Magdalene.
当然我们也看到，当时跟摩大拉的玛利亚在一起还有其他的妇女。
And we know that at that time with Mary the Magdalene has, there's another woman with her as well.
但是圣经特别强调，主耶稣从死里复活之后，第一个显现的给谁看呢？是给摩大拉的玛利亚显现。
But Bible specially emphasized that the first day he said that Jesus showed himself to Mary the Magdalene.
我们一起来读马可福音十六章九节。
Let's read this passage in the Book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 9.
好，请在七日的第一日，耶稣复活了。先向摩大拉的玛利亚显现，耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼。玛利亚是第一个亲眼见到复活的主耶稣的人。
Mary, she is the first one who saw the resurrected Jesus.
玛利亚也是第一个亲耳听见主耶复活的主耶稣呼唤他名字的人，玛利亚。
And Mary also is the first person that who hear the resurrected Jesus call her name.
她也是复活的主耶稣第一个所差派出去传耶稣复活的大好的消息的第一个人。
She also was the first one that Jesus sent her to proclaim the great news of the resurrection.
在约翰福音二十章十四到十八节。
In the book of John, Chapter 20, verse 14 to 18.
有更详细的记载和描述。
Had a very detailed record on that.
我们不禁会思想一个问题：为什么会是他
？And we'll think about why is Mary?
为什么这个摩大拉的玛利亚如此的幸运？她第一个见到从死里复活的耶稣。
Why this Mary the Magdalene is so lucky?She is the first one saw Jesus.
为什么她第一个听见复活的耶稣呼喊她的名字
？Why she is the one first heard the resurrected Jesus call her name?
她是不是一个哇有特别大的恩赐？是不是一个完全的圣徒？所以复活的耶稣第一个差派出去的是她，是摩大拉的玛利亚。
Was she a great person? Was she a great saint? So that Jesus sent her first?
都不是的。
Actually, they're not.
那为什么是他呢
？And why it's her?
其实如果我们从经文来看，可能就是这还不简单，因为他第一个在那里嘛。
And if we look at the passage, sometimes we said, "Oh, probably pretty simple because she was there."
他第一个就在那里，天没亮他就去了。
Because she was the first one go there. The it's before dawn, she went there.
让我们再问第二个问题，那为什么他就是第一个呢？
And then the second question to follow is that why she was the first one went there?
啊，为什么不是那些耶稣的门徒呢？
Why not those disciples of Jesus Christ?
为什么不是那些耶稣医治了他们的病，那些大麻风被耶稣医治，那些甚至死人从耶稣让他从死里复，为什么不是那些人？
Why those people there who Jesus raise them from dead or heal them, and a lot of people, Jesus did that miracle to them. Why those people didn't come to the first come to that tomb?
为什么玛利亚第一个来到耶稣的墓前？
Why Mary come to the tomb the first?
当然，因为她最爱耶稣。
Of course, there's a reason that she loves Jesus.
因为在那个时刻，这个全世界所有的地方他只愿意去到一个地方，就是离耶稣最近的地方。
Because at that moment, the whole place of the whole things on the earth, that the only place she want to go is that the place that getting close to Jesus.
他可能离开他的家，一大清早就离开自己的家。
She probably left her house in the very early morning.
他说这个世界上没有任何其他的地方让我愿意在那里再多浪费一分钟的时间。
And she said that there's anywhere else that she don't want to waste any single minute. She just want to be close to Jesus.
我唯一想去的地方就是离耶稣最近的地方。
And the only place she want to go is the closest to Jesus.
所以这就是她为什么第一个来到耶稣的墓前。
That's why she come to the tomb of Jesus Christ.
她是最爱耶稣的一个。
She loved Jesus the most.
他为什么是最爱耶稣的一个
？Why she loved Jesus the most？
因为他耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼。
And like he said, Jesus actually cast seven demons from her.
路加福音八章一到二节是这样记载，我给大家读一下。
Book of Luke chapter 8 verse 1 to 2 is like this. You can look at the screen.
第一节，过了不多日，耶稣周游各城各乡传道，宣讲神国的福音。和他同去的有十二个门徒，众人中间有一个人回答说：“夫子，我……哦，对不起，哦，第二节我没有，不好意思，第二节没有放在这里。第二节我给大家读一下，还有被恶鬼所附、被疾病所累，已经治好的几个妇女，内中有称为摩大拉的玛利亚，曾有七个鬼从她身上赶出来。
And verse 2 I didn't shout here, but verse 2 basically says there's a lot of people around them, and there's a lot, some women would be driven out of the demon out of them, and among them there is a Mary the Magdalene that Jesus driven seven demons out of her.
耶稣这样的拯救了他，这样的把他从七个鬼的这种压制下面拯救出来。
That what Jesus have done to her, that Jesus released her from the bondage of seven demons.
所以当耶稣被埋葬的时刻
，So when Jesus was buried,
所有人都离开了
，And every people left.
但是这个女人不愿意离开。
But this woman don't want to leave.
她七日的第一日，天没亮，她就来到离耶稣最近的地方。
And the first day of the seventh day that she comes and come to the place that most close to Jesus.
虽然那个时候耶稣已经死了。
Even that time that Jesus was dead.
虽然那个时候耶稣已经埋葬了。
And was buried.
但是耶稣的墓前那个耶稣的坟墓前面那块地方，对于玛利亚来说，仍然是全世界她最愿意去的地方。
And that the place is still that Mary want to went the most.
她为什么如此的爱耶稣
？Why she loved Jesus so much？
因为她曾经陷入最深的痛苦当中。
Because she was in the most miserable situation.
而耶稣把她从这最深的痛苦当中拯救出来。
And Jesus saved her from the most miserable, most painful situation.
曾经有七个鬼附在她身上。
And the seven demons possessed her.
传统教会会解释这七个鬼代表人的七个罪。
And the traditional church sometimes explained that the seven demons represent the seven sins of humankind.
她被罪被魔鬼所压制。
And she basically was bounded and oppressed by sin and the devil.
这是极深的痛苦和绝望。
And this is the deepest pain and despair.
没有人能够拯救她。
No one can save her.
没有人可以帮助她。
No one can help her.
只有一位就是主耶稣。
Only one, that Jesus Christ.
被鬼附是如何的痛苦呢？
And how painful is that you're possessed by demons?
圣经没有去描述这个抹大拉的玛利亚曾经是如此的如何的痛苦。
Bible didn't describe this Mary the Magdalene how painful was possessed by demons.
但是圣经却描述了另外两个被鬼附的人曾经是如何的痛苦。
But the Bible did describe the other two person was possessed by demon how painful the situation is when they're possessed by the demons.
我给大家读一下，在马可福音九章。
And I just read you the book of Mark chapter 9.
众人中间有一个人回答说，夫子，我带了我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴鬼附着。无论在哪里，鬼捉弄他，把他摔倒，他就口中吐沫，咬牙切齿，身体枯干。我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出来，他们却是不能。耶稣问他父亲说，他得这病有多少日子呢？回答说，从小的时候，鬼屡次把他扔在火里水里要灭他，你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。圣经在这里让我们看见一个被鬼附的年轻人何等的痛苦。
So here, Bible described a young man actually possessed by a demon, how painful that situation is.
鬼任意的捉弄他。
And the demon basically can just torture him, whatever that demon wants.
玩弄他
and play with him.
把他丢在火里水里，用最深的痛苦去折磨他
and cast him, throw him into the fire and the water, and try to destroy him.
魔鬼以此为乐
and the demon basically is like have a fun with that.
我们注意，这个年轻人身上只被一个鬼附的。
And if you pay attention, this Bible said this young man actually only possessed by one demon.
我们再看马可福音所记载的另外一个被鬼附的人。
And look at another passage recorded a person that was possessed by demons.
马可福音五章是这样记载，我给大家读一下。
And I read you the book of Mark chapter 5. You can look at the screen.
耶稣一下船，就一个被污鬼附着的人从坟茔里出来迎着他。那人常住在坟茔里，没有人能捆住他，就是用铁链也不能。他昼夜常在坟茔里和山中喊叫，又用石头砍自己。这是一个极度痛苦的人。
And we can see the description. This person is great in the painful and the sorrow there.
他被所有人所排斥，人们把他丢到坟茔里面去。
And it was rejected by the society. People cast him in the tomb.
人们为什么把他丢到坟地里去呢？
Why people cast them into the tombs?
因为人看他就是应该是一个死人啊。
Because people think he should be dead, actually.
这样的人不应该活着。
And the person like this shouldn't be live.
所以他应该待在的地方应该是坟。
So whatever he should stay should be tomb.
所以人们希望他永远留在那个地方，人们用铁链要把他绑在那里。
So people want him to be there all the time. They want to chain him there.
但是绑不住他。
But can.
人厌恶他，人逼迫他，他自己对自己呢
？People despise him, and people don't want him. And how about he himself treat himself?
他自己都厌恶自己。
And he even despises himself.
他自己都讨厌自己。
He hate himself.
他常常用石头砍自己。
And he said he cry out and cut himself with stones.
我们会看这个人是何等的痛苦。
So we see this person's what kind of agony that person's in.
何等的绝望。
What kind of despair is that he is in?
这个世界上没有一个人接纳他，没有一个人爱他，连他自己都不爱自己。
In this world, there's no one love him, no one take him in, and even himself don't love himself as well.
但是只有一位主耶稣。
But there's only one, Jesus.
耶稣医治了他。
Jesus healed him.
耶稣赶出他身上的鬼。
Jesus cast out the demon from him.
所以这个格拉森被鬼附的人后来跪在耶稣脚前说让我跟从你吧。
So the Bible actually recorded that person when Jesus cast demon out of him and he kneeled in front of Jesus said, let me follow you.
我们会看见这些被鬼附的人他们是何等的痛苦。
We can see that those people possessed by demons, the how painful and how agony it is in their life.
我们要知道摩大拉的玛利亚以前比他们痛苦不知道多少倍。
So we can see the Mary the Magdalene probably is even more painful and in agony more than those people described here.
因为有七个鬼附在他身上。
Because they have seven demons possessed her.
那么斯布珍认为这个摩大拉的玛利亚呢就是在路加福音七章记载的那个用香膏膏主的那个女人是同一个人，斯布珍是这样认为的。
And Spurgeon thinks that this Mary is the same as the Mary recorded in the Luke chapter 7 that who poured the perfume in Jesus. That's the same Mary.
我们看路加福音七章，那里记载了一个女人，圣经没有记载她的名字。
And in the Book of Luke, chapter 7, they record one woman. Bible didn't record her name.
这个女人用一瓶香膏来膏主。
And this woman bring a very expensive bottle of perfume and poured it under Jesus.
这个女人站在耶稣的背后挨着他的脚哭。
And this woman was standing behind Jesus and is crying, weeping.
眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，她这个女人用自己的头发擦干。
And this her tear actually wet the Jesus' feet, and then this woman used her hair to dry Jesus' feet.
她用嘴连连亲耶稣的脚。
And she also kissed Jesus' feet.
然后用香膏抹在耶稣的脚上。
And then used the perfume to wet.The feet of Jesus.
所以这一个女人，圣经没有记载她的名字。这一个女人，她的香膏不是倾倒在耶稣头上的。
And so this woman, Bible didn't record the name, and this woman is not the perfume. Actually, is not poured on the head of Jesus, rather it's on Jesus' feet.
那么这一段经文是记载在路加福音七章。
And this passage is recorded Luke chapter 7.
大家可以看到这个大屏幕。
You can look at the screen.
我给大家读一下。
And I'll just read, and you can read through the screen.
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他的门徒吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶站在耶稣背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。耶稣对他说，西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说，夫子，请说。耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠了他的钱，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。于是转过来对着那女人便对向着那女人便对西门说，你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多，但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。同席的人心里说，这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。斯布珍认为这一个女人就是那个摩大拉的玛利亚。
Spurgeon thinks that this woman is the Mary the Magdalene.
因为在接下来路加福音第八章马上就提到这个玛利亚，耶稣曾经从她身上赶出七个鬼，这个玛利亚从此就跟从了耶稣。
And because in the follow-up of chapter 8, it immediately mentioned the Mary that Jesus cast the seven demons out of him, and that Mary, from there on, she followed Jesus.
啊，所以让我们回到最一开始那个问题，为什么耶稣复活以后第一个向玛利亚显现？
So let's go back to the first question. When Jesus resurrected from dead, why he showed himself to Mary the first?
因为很简单啊，他第一个在那里。
And of course, it's simple because she was there, the first one, first there.
为什么他第一个在那里？
Why she was first there?
因为他最爱耶稣。
Because she loved Jesus the most.
他为什么最爱耶稣？
Why she loved Jesus the most?
因为耶稣把他从最深的痛苦当中，最深的罪当中拯救释放出来。
Because Jesus saved her from the most deepest agony, most deepest sin, Jesus saved her.
当耶稣死了埋葬在坟墓里，
When Jesus was buried, died and buried,
这个抹大拉的玛利亚也是最伤心最绝望的一个。
This Mary is the one of the most sad and the most despaired.
他说这个世界上唯一一个接纳我的人，唯一一个怜悯我的人，唯一一个医治我、拯救我、爱我的人，现在也离开了。
She probably said to herself in this world that the only one that saved me, the only one received me, only one healed me, that now he is dead and left.
我该怎么办呢？
What should I do?
以前在我身上的七个鬼，他们要回来，我该怎么办呢？
What about the seven demons? If they come back, what should I do?
以前世人对我的嘲笑，世人对我的辱骂，世人对我的逼迫，我要回到他们当中，我再没有耶稣去跟从了，我该怎么办呢？
And the people around me, before they laugh at me and they mock at me, and I have to go back to them because I don't have a Jesus anymore to follow. I have to go back to them. What should I do?
所以我们看到这，我们就知道为什么全世界没有任何一个地方让玛利亚在那个时刻愿意来到，比得过耶稣的坟墓，因为只有那个地方离耶稣最近了。
So from that situation, we probably can understand why in this world, in that world at that time, all the places that only the place in front of the tomb.Is that she want to be because that's the place is most close to Jesus.
虽然耶稣死了，但是玛利亚还是说，我还是要离他最近。
Even Jesus was dead, and Mary said, "I still want to be getting close to her."
因为这是
him,
因为这是曾经唯一爱过我的人。
Because that's the one who only the only one who loved me.
所以复活的主耶稣第一个向他显现。
So the resurrected Jesus showed himself to her first.
复活的主耶稣第一个呼唤的名字就是玛利亚的名字。
The resurrected Jesus, the name first he called is Mary.
复活的主耶稣第一个差派出去传耶稣复活大好消息的福音的使者就是这个曾经最绝望最痛苦的玛利亚。
And the resurrected Jesus, the first person that Jesus sent out to declare the message is this most, one time is the most despaired Mary.
所以圣经让我们看到玛利亚生命再一次被改变了。
Bible let us see Mary's life actually again be changed.
当耶稣还在世的时候他的生命被耶稣改变过一次耶稣赶出他身上七个鬼。
When Jesus was on earth, and her life was changed by Jesus because Jesus cast out the demon out of her.
她经历过耶稣在她身上所行的一个神迹。
And she experienced the miracle that Jesus performed to her.
在耶稣的墓前，她再一次经历一个最大的神迹。
And in front of the tomb of Jesus, she again experienced another.Is actually the greatest miracle.
耶稣从死里复活了。
Jesus resurrected from the dead.
他前面是在这个墓门口在那里哭，后面圣经说他大大的喜乐，跑向门徒要传耶稣复活的好消息。
Bible recorded in the beginning she was weeping in front of the tomb, And in the end, she was full of joy, running to the disciple to claim this great news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why she is the one that's so blessed? Why she see the resurrected Jesus Christ?
She is
not some kind of great saint.
恰恰相反, 她在人的眼中, 她曾经是一个最污秽、最卑微的罪人。
On contrary, in people's side, she actually is the most filthy and sinner.
但是在耶稣的眼中,
But in the sight of Jesus Christ,
耶稣看见他是一个为罪忧伤、痛悔的人。
And Jesus saw she was a sorrow for her sin.
耶稣就拯救她，医治她。
So Jesus saved her and healed her.
耶稣就接纳她。
And Jesus received her.
甚至从死里复活的耶稣就大大的使用她。
And even the resurrected Jesus will use her.
主耶稣曾经说过，这个世界上有八种人是有福气的。
And Jesus said there's eight kind of people that are blessed.
贫穷的人有福气，或者邻里贫穷的人有福气。
And Jesus says the poor in spirit are blessed.
受逼迫的人有福气。
Will be persecuted by the God's way is blessed.
虚心的人。
People poor in spirit is blessed.
或者说心里为自己的罪真正忧伤痛悔的人。
Or the people that truly sorrow for their sin, and those people are blessed.
清心的人。
And a pure in heart is blessed.
眼中只有主耶稣，只有上帝的人。
Pure in heart, basically your eye, you only have a Jesus, you only have a God in your eye.
这样的人是有福的。
And those people are blessed.
毛大拉的玛利亚，她是这样的人。
And Mary the Magdalene is people like that.
无论世人怎么看她。
No matter how the world sees her.
上帝看她是神的女儿。
And God see her is the daughter of God.
今天很多人对主耶稣、对基督教信仰都有一个误解。
Today there's a lot of people has the misunderstanding of Christianity.
很多人认为我只有成为一个好人，我才有资格成为基督徒。
And people think I only can become a Christian if I'm a good person.
这其实对上，这是对上帝。对主耶稣、对圣经极大的误解。
And this is a very big misunderstanding to God, to Jesus, and to the Bible.
这是来自魔鬼撒旦的谎言。
And this is the deceit from the Satan.
在圣经中，让我们来看那些被上帝所爱、被上帝拣选的人。
In the Bible, if we see those people loved by God and chosen by God,
他们本身都是充满各种各样的污秽、缺陷。甚至罪恶的人。
And they are all filled with all kinds of blameless and sin and the defect or whatever.
挪亚曾经喝酒喝得烂醉。
Noah used to be drink to very drunk.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各曾经多次的撒谎。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they tell liars multiple times.
摩西是一个杀人犯。
Moses actually killed a person.
他也是笨口拙舌的。
And also Moses is kind of very unable to talk.
大卫犯奸淫。
David of course committed adultery.
彼得三次不认主。
Peter denied Christ three times.
使徒保罗曾经是一个逼迫教会的人。
Paul is, Apostle Paul is a person who persecuted the church.
使徒保罗说他自己曾经是人中的罪魁。
And Paul said he is the greatest sinner, chief in the sinner.
圣经中被神所爱、被神所拣选、被神所大大使用的人是这样的人。
And in the Bible that people loved by God, chosen by God, and also greatly used by God is people like this.
曾经有人问过 C.S. Lewis, 基督教信仰和其他的宗教信仰有什么不同？
One time that people asked C.S. Lewis, what's the difference between Christianity and other religion faiths?
C.S. Lewis 回答说，恩典。
C.S. Lewis, the answer is grace.
他说只有在基督教信仰里有恩典。
So only in Christianity there is a faith. There's a grace. I'm sorry.
斯普森他曾经讲过这样的一段话。
Spurgeon used to say this.
因为他这段话，因为在他那个年代啊，他用很古老的英文说哈。
It's at that time, of course, he put it in a very kind of old English.
斯普森曾经这样说过，无论多么黑暗和无耻的罪，只要为罪哀痛悔改，就永不会使人与主耶稣隔绝。
He's a sin-minded and confessed, however black and full, shall never shut a man out from the Lord Jesus.
无论谁来到主面前，主绝不会把他赶出去。
Whoever comes unto him, he will in no wise cast out.
尽管啊，你曾像贼一样的不诚实。
Though dishonest as the thief.
像那有罪的妇人一样的不正派。
Though unchaste as the woman who was a sinner.
像大树的扫罗一样的暴力。
Though fierce as a Saul of Tarsus.
像马拉西一样的残忍。
Though cruel as a Malachi.
像浪子一样的反叛。
Though rebellious as a product.
耶稣那仁爱伟大的心会眷顾那个看到自己是一无是处的人。
And Jesus, the great heart, will love look upon the man who feels himself to have no soundness in him.
这样的人只相信耶稣基督被钉十字架救赎的大恩。
And those people only believe the Jesus Christ, the great salvation of Jesus Christ on the cross.
耶稣称这样的人为无罪的人。
And will pronounce him clean, and he trusts in Jesus crucified.
那么，身负重罪的可怜人呐，来到耶稣面前吧。
Come to him, then poor, heavy laden sinners.
邻里贫穷的人、有罪的人、被人厌恶的、担负重担的人，都来吧。
Come needy, come guilty, come loathsome and bare.
你不会因为太肮脏被拒绝，尽管来吧。
You cannot come too filthy, come just as you are.
这就是我们所信的耶稣。
That is the Jesus Christ we trust.
这就是圣经所启示出来唯一得救的门路。
And this is the way that showed by Bible, that's the only way we can be saved.
这就是摩大拉玛利亚心中的信仰。
This is the faith of Mary Magdalene.
他带着自己满身的罪污来到耶稣脚前哭。
She bring her full sinful nature and she come to Jesus and weep in front by the feet of Jesus Christ.
他被七个鬼或者说被七个罪成为七个罪，传统教会会认为七个罪是代表所有人最邪恶的罪，所压制最黑暗、最痛苦、最绝望的人。
She was a person was possessed by the seven demons, and by traditional church view, is represented all sin of mankind. She was oppressed by all those things. She is like a person like this.
人们排斥她，人们厌恶她，人们藐视她。
People despise her. People don't look down upon her. People don't want to be with her.
她来到耶稣脚前，流下她认罪悔改的眼泪。
She come to Jesus Christ and come to his feet and shed the tear of her repentance and sorrow.
忧伤痛悔的心神必不轻看。
And a sorrowful heart, God will never look down.
复活的主耶稣第一个向摩大拉的玛利亚显现。
Resurrected Jesus showed himself to her first.
复活的主耶稣第一个喊出的名字是这个摩大拉玛利亚的名字。
Resurrected Jesus, the first called name is the Mary, the Magdalene.
复活的主耶稣第一个差派的福音的使者是这个曾经有罪的女人摩大拉的玛利亚。
The message of gospel that Jesus Christ, resurrected Jesus first sent is the Mary the Magdalene.
曾经最绝望、最痛苦、最伤心的摩大拉的玛利亚，后来圣经说她大大的欢喜。
So the most sorrowful, most painful Mary the Magdalene, and the Bible said, she is full with joy.
为什么她会有这样大的转变呢?
Why that's a great change, transformation.
因为主耶稣基督复活了。
Because Jesus Christ is resurrected from the death.
从此他的生命不再一样。
From now on, her life is no longer the same.
天使对他说，不要惧怕。
And the angel said to her, don't be afraid.
不会再回到黑暗里去了。
You will never go back to the darkness.
耶稣基督在你生命中做主，魔鬼不会再进入到你的生命当中来。
Jesus become the Lord of your life, the dead demon will never ever come to your life.
你的生命不再是没有意义。
Your life is no longer have no meaning.
没有目标。
No goal.
你的生命有真的使命。
Your life actually have a true, genuine mission.
你的使命就是告诉人耶稣复活了。
And your mission is just tell people Jesus is resurrected.
很多人都说基督教信仰会灭亡。
And a lot of people say Christianity is going to disappear.
但是只要世界还存在一天，基督教信仰、耶稣基督的教会就不会灭亡。
And I'll tell you, as long as the earth and exist, Christian church will not be disappeared.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这个世界上有很多很多的摩达拉的玛利亚。
Because in this world, there's a lot, many, many Mary the Magdalene.
有很多很多被罪、被死亡所捆绑、忧伤、绝望的人。
There's a lot of people on the bondage of sin is in big sorrow and agony.
有很多很多最孤独的人，最痛苦的人。
A lot of people in a lonely and a painful situation.
年轻人不会再信耶稣吗？
Young people will no longer believe in Christ.
我告诉你，这十年以来，美国的年轻人在一些地区自杀率上升了70%。
I tell you, in this last 10 years, in some area, of the United States.The suicide rate among young men actually increased by 70%.
5-17岁的年轻人，他们想自杀的这个念头，在这十年之间上升了一倍。
Between age 5-17, people has the thoughts of suicide. The number actually doubled.
为什么会是这样？
Why is it like this?
因为很多人很痛苦。
Because a lot of people are in pain.
很多人很绝望。
They're in despair.
很多人都是摩达拉的玛利亚。
And a lot of them are Mary the Magdalene.
而耶稣就是为这样的人来的。
But Jesus was come for those people.
教会就是来吸引这样的人来到耶稣面前。
Church is there to try to attract those people come to Jesus.
我不知道大家每天开车的时候有没有听收音机啊
？I don't know if you when you drive you listen to the radios.
如果你留心听的话，你会发现有不止一个电台一直在做一个广告，就是防止青少年自杀的这样的一个组织的一个宣传。
If you listen to the radio, you can see it's multiple stations actually constantly play a advertisement basically prevent young people to commit suicide.
这不是没有原因的。
It's not. They're not just doing this for no reason.
尤其是在 Idaho 这个地方。
Especially in Idaho.
教会为什么不会灭亡呢？
Why church will not be disappeared?
因为这个世界上有很多活在罪中、活在痛苦当中、活在绝望当中的人。
Because in this world, there's still a lot of people living in sin and pain.And despair.
事实上，每一个人都是这样。如果不认识主耶稣基督
，If you don't know Jesus Christ, everyone's like this.
啊，只不过有些人伪装的好一点。
It's just someone pretend better.
这个世界上没有人不需要耶稣。
No one in this world don't need Jesus Christ.
感谢神，主耶稣基督从死里复活了。
Thank God that Jesus Christ risen from the death.
他在最黑暗的时刻，在人最绝望的时刻
，and this most darkest moment, and the people has the most despaired moment.
在稍等片刻
，but it's just a moment.
那要来的必定要来
，the come will come.
主必不迟延
，and God will never delay.
主耶稣从死里复活
，and Jesus raised from the dead.
今天主来的日子也近了
，today the time of Jesus' second come is near.
用每一个人的生命。能够像摩达拉玛利亚的生命那样被上帝所更新。
May our everyone's life is like the life of Mary the Magdalene can be renewed by Jesus Christ.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你如此的爱我们。
Thank you, love us so much.
感谢你在我们还不认识你的时候，还是上帝仇敌的时候，你就赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督来拯救我们。
Thank you that when we are still do not know you and is your enemy, but you send Jesus Christ come to this world, come to save us.
你是世上的光。
And you are the light of the world.
主耶稣若不来到世上，我们都是在黑暗当中行。
If Jesus does not come to this world, we all walk in the darkness.
我们个人偏行己路，寻找我们自己心中所向往的生活。
We all walk on our own way and looking for our own life.
但是圣经告诉我们，那通向地狱的路是宽的，是大的，那门是宽的。
But Bible tells us that the way lead to destruction is wide, as the gate is open.
我们曾经个人偏行己路，结果我们陷入到更深的罪中，陷入到更深的痛苦和绝望当中。
While we walk our own way, the result is we fall deep in the sin and deep in the sorrow and the pain.
魔鬼欺骗我们，魔鬼奴役我们。
And the devil deceived us and oppressed us.
魔鬼诱惑我们。
And he attracted us.
人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Well, whatever we sow, we harvest.
我们拒绝你，我们偏行己路，结果我们收获的就是绝望，就是痛苦，就是罪和死亡。
When we reject you, when we walk our own way, what we harvest is the sin, is the sorrow, and is the destruction.
感谢主耶稣基督，你来拯救我们这些在黑暗当中的人。
Thank you, Jesus. You come to save us, who of us in the darkness.
我们自己做不了什么，我们无法洗净我们自己的罪。
What we can do nothing about ourselves, we cannot cleansing our sin.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上代替我们受死，接受罪的刑罚。
Thank you, Jesus. You as a substitute of us and.Died on cross, accept the punishment of sin.
流出他的血，洗净我们一切的罪。
And shed your blood and cleansing all our sins.
感谢主耶稣基督从死里复活。
Thank you, Jesus Christ, you raised from the dead.
借着主耶稣基督的复活，我们信靠他的人，我们生命被重生，生命被更新。
Through your resurrection, that those of us who trust Him, our life will be renewed.
让我们不再活在罪中，回到黑暗当中。
We no longer live in darkness and sin.
今天愿圣灵来到我们每个人的心里，对我们每个人说话。
May the Holy Spirit today, right now, come to each one of us, speak to us.
神的灵，上帝的灵，怎样改变摩大拿的玛利亚？怎样呼唤摩大拿的玛利亚
？How the Spirit of God called Mary the Magdalene and changed Mary the Magdalene?
神怎样的兴起他，使用他
？God how to raise her up and use her.
也愿神在我们身上做同样的工作。
And may the Lord do the same work in us.
让我们的生命不再落入虚空、黑暗、绝望当中，让我们生命有了新的目标，有真正的使命。
So our life is no longer in darkness, empty and destruction, but our life will be have a new, renewed and a new mission and a new goals.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.